Connor, after they make it 2-0, did you feel that both you and your team were able to settle down and kind of get into the game that you wanted to play?
Yeah, you know what? That's just how hockey goes. And, look, when we scored in our second period, so they got theirs early, and we were able to shut them down.
It's not often a 4-3 final ends up being a goalie battle, but you guys seem like you were going back and forth. How comfortable did you feel after that first period?
Well, you know, I've been confident in my game, and I like where my game's at, so I just continue to go play it, and I know I'm going to have success with it, and I'm going to win more times than not.
That early goal, is it just a tricky bounce, trying to get a hold up?
Yeah, I mean, I got to control that. It is the NHL, but, you know, sometimes it's unexplainable. A puck will just spin off a stick or take your eye off it for a second. You got to be on it all times.
I know it's not the result you want, but, I mean, come back down 2-0 to a very strong team. It doesn't allow a lot of points given at home, on home ice. I mean, can you take that away from it and a good start for what will be a tough road trip?
Yeah, we can take that away from it, but at the end of the day, we're 10 seconds away from a shootout, and I like my odds in a shootout, so I got to dig deep and find a way to get us to that shootout.
What's it like to be in that overtime period, the way it's going fast and furious back and forth for a goalie with 3-on-3 play?
Well, it's exhausting, but it's kind of exciting, too. You don't want to be in the bad side of it. It's just kind of a stat killer, but at the end of the day, you got to get those wins, and you know, you played well over there.